What is homesteading? Part 2, October 10, 2021. John Caden. Rural areas cover 97% of the country geographically, but 80.7% of the population lives in urban and suburban areas. There is a huge disparity, therefore, between populations with relatively good opportunities for self-reliance and those with few, or no, skill or experience to meet basic human needs outside the grid. Many who want the security of self-reliance believe they can emulate the experience of rural residents to gain the same advantages rural residents have. It is a social movement that has its modern roots all the way back to the 1920s when Bolton Hall started a program of urban gardening in New York City. Ralph Borsodi, the author of Flight from the City, is noted for his activism, experimentation and writings that inspired the famous Victory Gardens that fed millions of urban dwellers during the food rationing days of World War II. New life was breathed into the strategy in the 1950s by numerous activists and writers such as Scott and Helen Nierling, Living the Good Life, and Bradford Angier, At Home in the Woods. These and other writings inspired an upsurge of interest in the 1960s and 1970s with the emergence into adulthood of the baby boom generation, confronted by what they perceived to be governmental and societal failings. Known as the Back to the Earth movement, it was said to be the conjunction of where hippie met hick. The Back to the Earth movement was substantial enough it caught the attention of commercial enterprises with publications like Mother Earth News, Whole Earth Catalog and hundreds of self-help books. Young devotees, not yet settled into careers and families, flocked to the agrarian lifestyles promoted by social activists and commercial ventures. Communes of such adventurers received much attention. The most famous was the Hog Farm Commune, which sat on 55 acres in Tujunga, California. Most communes failed to achieve the idealistic missions of their founders and followers. College, career, and families awaited. Add to the reasons for failure, their lack of real-life experience and the skills for self-reliance held by the rural lifers they tried to emulate. What was proven was that desire, imagination, magazines and books were not enough to get her done. Due to the size of the movement and its influence on the emerging baby boomer wage earners, there was a real estate opportunity. Most baby boomers would never participate in a communal lifestyle, but the influences of the Back to the Earth movement touched them sufficiently they could be tempted by real estate ventures with five-acre homesteads or ranchettes. Remember the five-acre homesteads last offered by the federal government? It was too late for baby boomers to claim them. It wasn't too late to claim one from a private developer. All you had to do was plan a trip on a Saturday morning, listen to a sales pitch, receive a free gift for coming, go look at a plot, make a down payment and go home with your sales contract. You are now a homesteader. The seeds of today's homesteading pathway were planted by the early baby boomers' direct experience, observation, or awareness of the Back to the Earth movement of the 1960s, 1970s. It was exploited by publishers and land developers. The real estate fervor has diminished. Cheap land, on easy terms, isn't as available. But the thought remains. Through homesteading and having a rural presence, the skills and experience inherent in lifelong rural residents can be emulated to improve the odds of weathering any future disruptions. The movement is growing again. Why?